So now we need to add questions that you may not know the answers to an already stressful situation. So it may not be the most comfortable conversation to have, but if you are planning that trip or planning to leave for a couple months, what do you want to do if death happens to occur while you're in your other state?
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll from Hurricane Helene has now hit 215 people at least, but many more are still unaccounted for, and others are completely cut off. ABC's Morgan Norwood in Asheville, North Carolina, has more on those in mountain communities who still can't get out.
Troops delivering water, food, supplies. Meanwhile, volunteers using pack mules to get aid into hard-to-reach areas. More than 800,000 still without power across the region, and authorities honing in on those isolated areas as they continue to search.
The dock workers are offloading ships once again. 45,000 union longshoremen back on the job after a three-day strike. The U.S. Maritime Alliance agreed to more than 60% in pay increases over the next 6 years, but both sides say there are still talks ahead on automation. Those will come in January. The Labor Department reporting 254,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in the month of September, far more than had been expected, hiring strong in healthcare, construction, and hospitality. This is ABC News. Electric air taxis could be the future of city travel, as easy as booking an Uber, and there's already substantial investment in getting them off the ground. ABC's Trevor Ault has details.
Several major airlines have already partnered with air taxi companies to shuttle people to and from airports. Joby has partnered with Delta. United Airlines has already ordered $1 billion worth of air taxis. And these will first launch in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The FAA administrator, not a company spokesperson, compared this technology to the automobile and the cell phone, and that they think eventually this will be everywhere.
The FAA says safety testing is well underway. New York Congressman Mike Lawler is apologizing after an old photo surfaced of him in blackface. The New York Times obtained the picture taken at a college Halloween party in 2006. Lawler admits he used bronzer to darken his face, saying it was a tribute to Michael Jackson. Lawler's in a tight UE election race with a Democrat who happens to be black. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 70 with some clouds at times, a north-northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for tonight, mainly clear and chilly, 42. Saturday, it'll be unusually warm for October, a high of 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy at times with a high of 65. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
We're leading up toward Richland Center homecoming events and festivities today. We'll be in downtown Richland Center later today for the parade that starts at 3. And it just so happens we have one of the outstanding alumnus in the studio with us right now, Irvin Peckham. How are you, Irv?
I'm fine. Really happy to be here.
The welcome back to Richland Center.
It's just a pleasure driving through the country. Driving through this country and just driving up from Madison was beautiful. The memories are thick.
How long has it been since you've been in Richland Center?
I can't really remember, you know, like I'm older and so we don't know those kinds of things. But I think it might have been about 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay. And you graduated from?
In 1962.
1962. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So when you come back, you probably have thoughts of where the high school should be. Used to be.
Isn't it still there? I mean, the high school I know isn't the new high school, but is the building still there?
No.
Oh, they took it down. So. Oh, yeah. I lived, actually, after we moved from up by Hub City. We lived in the country, but when we moved right outside town, right across the street from where the high school is.
Oh.
That's where I lived.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you lived back then. And who are your parents then?
Irvin and Jane Peckham.
Okay.
Were,
right, right. And your studies and travels have taken you all over the world, haven't they?
Not so much all over the world. My travel, too. My studies have taken me for quite a few places. I started teaching high school. Well, actually, I went to graduate school in Canada. I started teaching high school in Northern California, then went down to graduate school to get my doctorate at San Diego. And then went to Nebraska, then to Baton Rouge, and then to Drexel, and that's in Philadelphia, and then moved to Harrisonburg, where my daughter and my three beautiful granddaughters live, yeah.
Awesome.
And I've traveled quite a bit of the world, too, yeah. And which is what that book is about, this book that I wrote about a trip that I took with my dog down to basically the end of the road in Panama and back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
Traveling without maps.
my dad said it. Yeah, well, the reason I called it without maps is because I just assumed that you would have maps on your way down because, you know, we're gringos and you have a map in any state. I did get, it took me 2 days to find a map of Mexico once I got into Mexico, and it was pretty much unreadable. And then Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, no maps. You couldn't find them. So there were no maps, and my GPS didn't work, and my Spanish was at best minimal grade school Spanish. So it was really traveling without maps.
You really had to rely on your senses, probably some people skills, too?
And I think as a consequence, because I did grow up in the country and I hike a lot, I like to hike in the mountains, I do a lot of off-trail hiking. So I just have a sense of direction. I kind of get that just in my head. So I just kept heading south. I knew I was going to Panama and it was south. So that was it. I would ask people, you know, this direction, the nearest place to El Salvador or San Sebastian in El Salvador. And they would speak to me and point their fingers and things of that sort. So I would just basically follow the fingers until I saw somebody else I could ask.
Wow. Did you ever have any moments where you were fearful?
No, absolutely
really?
None. The people, well, one thing I did, which is the same kind I was telling you before, when I travel, I like to go on isolated roads, small roads. I don't go on the big roads. So I was going through all of the small towns and the country roads, going through the pueblos, and people were just absolutely just intense, very, very nice to me. Right. You know, very helpful.
Did you have in mind that you were going to write this book when you went, or did you just decide after the trip?
No, I decided after the trip. I knew I had a pretty good book there. And I write all the time. I teach. I'm a writing teacher. And I'm also a diarist. So I kept a diary of every day. Pretty much I would haul, if I could find a camping spot, just get in my tent and write for about an hour about what happened that day. Oh, I know what. Now I remember. Now I think about it. What I was thinking about was, one, my kids were a little worried about me.
I bet.
They were. They said I was crazy.
Did you have a phone or any way to contact people?
The cell phones don't really work too well when you get into the really isolated areas in Central America. No, I couldn't have called anybody. There wouldn't have been the one thing I did learn, but it was too late, is that you can buy a chip for your cell phone in the United States when you're going down through Central America, and then it will work. But if you don't buy that chip, it's pretty much useless.
And you didn't. So.
I did, of course. Well, the same way I expected. I thought I would find a map at the border. I'll tell an interesting story if you want to. I wrote about a book. Anyway, really, to go back to that last question, because I really wanted Jesse and Heather to know that I was okay. So every night or every time I got a chance to send where I could get a Wi-Fi connection, I would send back what I had been through for the last several days and where I was. So I was just basically letting everybody know where I was. I was also keeping a blog about it. So by the time I got back, I had a book. You know, it's like that. And I was drifting off. What was the other question? Oh, yeah, this map business. Well, the reason... Basically, the people in Central America don't read maps. And there was one point on my way back. By the way, I stayed down in Panama for 2 months and just took individual lessons of Spanish. So by the time I came back, it was a lot easier, believe me. And I was coming across pretty much lower Mexico, heading for the Gulf side of Mexico from the Pacific side. I can still see it in my mind. I'm just driving up in the mountains, and I was like, "But you know, this doesn't really seem like the right road." And I pulled off to a restaurant because I was hungry, and I went in, got something to eat, and asked the waitress if I was on the right road. I told her I was trying to get to I can't remember the town. I was Veracruz. I was trying to get to Veracruz, and she told me I was on the wrong road. You know, really wrong road. And she tried to explain to me, and then it was clear I wasn't understanding her. So she went and got the person who ran the restaurant. So nice, beautiful woman, lovely woman. She came over and she tried to explain to me that I was really lost, but she was saying it like I was like 40 or 50 miles off. And so I hauled out my map and I said, "Can you show me where I am?" And she just started looking at the map, and her finger kind of wandered around. And then she, "There, a key. Estamos aquí." It was like 60 or 70 miles away from where we were.
Whoops.
She doesn't read maps.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So that's it. They just don't read maps. They stay in their local communities and they know where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finding fuel stations and things like that?
Not a problem.
That wasn't a problem either.
Not a problem. And the other thing is really worth saying, I know that Mexico in instances can possibly be dangerous, and Nicaragua and Honduras and El Salvador, you know, they have some problems with the governments very clearly. But it's just like way overstated that this harming of gringos. They are really happy to have you come through. They greet you. You're a traveler. They try to help you. So I kind of like that was one of the reasons I took the trip, is I wanted to dispel this idea of the dangers of Central America and Mexico. Or actually, I just really wanted to see for myself. I should say another reason. My wife had died. We'd been married for 43 years, and I hung on for 2 years afterwards in LSU, and then went another year at Drexel of Philadelphia where I was teaching. And then I decided I really wanted to be by myself, I know, and just go to where nobody knew me and kind of get in touch with myself. It's really important after you lose a partner to get very much in touch with yourself. So that's why I actually took the trip.
Okay. So you were very isolated there. You had a lot of time with your thoughts and everything.
That's
well.
Totally where you are. Yeah. And the other beautiful thing about it is, well, one, the most beautiful thing about it is the way people receive you. And particularly when they know you're trying to learn Spanish and try to speak their language a little bit. But the second thing is that, yeah, you're just with your thoughts, and the only thing you have to do is drive. So you're there with your thoughts, and you just got to figure things out.
How many books is this for you, Irv?
How many books?
Yeah.
This is the third book I've written. Yeah, I wrote actually one of my favorite books. I'm trying to remember that. The other two books were academic books. But the one that I'm most fond of was called Going North, Thinking West, The Intersections of Social Class, Critical Thinking, and Politicized Writing Instruction. Yeah, so that was, I studied in my area of expertise was really of social class relationships and the relationships of social class to how is writing taught in the United States.
You've come a long way.
I love that book.
That's awesome. You've come a long way from your days in Richland Center. So where did you develop the love of learning and the love of writing and all of those things?
Love of learning, I got to say, from grade school. I went to one-room schoolhouses. I just adored the one-room schoolhouse. I didn't so much remember the one that I went to in Rockbridge. That was outside. That's near where we lived. But I went to Brush Creek School, if you know where that is,
yes.
That old schoolhouse
sure.
out there, beautiful schoolhouse. And we just had wonderful teachers. We had grades 1 through 8, and there were two people in my grade, and I humor myself by saying that I graduated salutatorian. And so I still remember Danny very, very well. He was very smart. And we just had good teachers. We had a lot of time to ourselves. We had a good library. So we spent a lot of time reading, and then we spent a lot of time helping the kids in the undergrade. So it was a really good school system. That was that. And how long of a story do you want?
Whatever you got.
One thing I will say is that my English teacher, Mrs. Gaston, would be absolutely shocked that I became a writer.
Yeah.
Or that I became a professor of writing. Yeah, she would. But she was a wonderful woman. But yeah. I struggled to get B's in her high school class in English. I decided I wanted to be a writer somewhere when I was in about 7th or 8th grade, and I was reading The Count of Monte Cristo. Alexander Dumas, I was thrilled with that book. I can just remember this one scene when the Count was in a cave with Mercedes, and I knew it was going to end, and I didn't want the book to end. And then I thought to myself, well, I didn't think to anybody else. I just thought. Or I always take off it. Don't ever say you think to yourself. Like, who else are you thinking to? And I thought, you know, I would love for the rest of my life to be a writer who doesn't know what words are going to come out, so that you're reading the story while you're writing it, if that makes sense to you.
Sure.
Like that.
Yeah.
And that's like when I became a writer.
Ah, that's awesome. And then you you're in the Richland Wrestling Hall of Fame too.
I was,
so
yeah.
So you're
yeah.
not only going toward academics, but you're a jock as well,
right? I still am a jock. I am. I'm a total jock. You
that's
know?
Awesome.
I could say there are three things. And I'm 80 years old, and the way you stay healthy is having physical exercise, a sport, and having friends. And having dogs.
Yeah. There's nothing like a dog. They're always happy to see you no matter what's happened to you, right?
Yeah,
it seems
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
sure.
they're absolutely lovely.
So, yeah, you went in a few years ago, 2004, so it's been 20 years since you went in. But what did you take from
well, that shows you there.
What did you take from those days that you learned, you know, in the wrestling room and things like that?
Well, we had a wonderful coach. His name was Laverne Pieper.
Yep.
He was just a wonderful coach. If there are any wrestling, I still think of all my wrestling friends. It was a great sport. I just absolutely loved it. I don't really know. I like the competition, but it's just a physical activity, and it's just a friendship with the team and having a good relationship with the coach. That's all there is to it. And I just kept up with sports after that. I'm a pickleball player now.
Ah,
an absolutely crazy pickleball player.
That's a crazy fast-growing sport in this country,
Well,
too.
Not so fast. It started in, actually in the 50s. They started in Bainbridge Island off from in Washington. But it started probably picking up in the United States maybe 20 years ago. I started playing 8 years ago when I was in Philadelphia teaching in Drexel, and I was looking for some tennis players. And my colleague said, well, why don't you try pickleball? And that was it.
You were hooked.
Oh, I'm hooked. I play every morning from 8 to probably 10:30, 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to take a break and come back with a little bit more from Irv Peckham, who's an outstanding alumnus here at Richland Center High School. We'll be honored this weekend, in fact, at halftime of the football game tonight as well. We'll be right back.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend. We are celebrating Richland Center Hornet homecoming this weekend, and outstanding alumni this year are Irvin Peckham and Robert Renish. Rob has agreed to, he might even join me during the football game tonight, but they're going to keep these guys pretty busy. You're in the parade, and then there's a reception for you at the West Commons tonight, I think.
Yes, yeah.
And then you're honored during the football game, and I think you're going to...
It's a little embarrassing.
They're going to have you take the second half kickoff and see if you can return it.
Oh, good. Just exactly what I wanted.
They didn't tell you that part, did they?
I've got to say, I mean, the memories that I have of Richland Center, you know, they're just indelible. And I was a sophomore, and my brother was Al Peckham, who was an outstanding athlete. And he really was. He lettered in three sports for every year, freshman through sophomore. He was a freshman quarterback. He was a quarterback on the varsity in his freshman year.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. he was an outstanding athlete. I was way, way, way behind him. But one of my indelible memories was the last football game when Alan and I were receiving the kickoff. You know, we were the halfbacks way back like that. And we said to each other, this is it.
This is it. Oh, that's outstanding. And you played at Kroska Park at that time, too.
Yeah, we did.
So good memories of that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You'll be getting a chance to meet and greet folks at Okooch Books and Libations tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, I think it's 1 o'clock. Or 1:30, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'll have copies of your book?
I do. Willingly selling to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it's just an interesting read, just to kind of follow things. Is there anything else in the book? Any funny stories or anything?
Oh, there are a ton of funny stories. I mean, you know, it's just like everything was an adventure.
Uh-huh.
There is no, every day where you wake up to an adventure. Maybe that was part of like getting okay in my head, is that you knew you were going to have an adventure. You got up in the morning, and where would you go? You didn't know, but you got in the car. I have so many. Well, it was just full of stories. Like it was full of the there's a lot of them I can tell. But at any rate, the borders are the really interesting thing. When you're trying to get across the border with a dog, that is very, very difficult.
The dog is the problem?
The dog is the problem.
Ah.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone without my dog, but I just loved it. I just picked this dog up. She had been running. She's a pit bull lab mix. She had just been running loose in the streets of Philadelphia 2 weeks before, and the police picked her up, and they put her into a dog orphanage where some people called me. I knew the people there. So I'd had her for 2 weeks, and that was our bonding experience. But yeah, getting across the borders in Mexico, nothing. I told them I had a dog. They didn't seem interested at all. Then when I got into Guatemala, it was a little more difficult. Probably had to pay $30 or $40, something like that, and go through some extra papers. Every border, it got worse. When I got to Panama, which is the worst border in the world, don't ever go to Panama and cross the border with a dog, you know. I had to leave Lola in the car. It's like 95 degrees. I have to leave the car running with the air conditioning because I have to go to this station, go to that station, go to another station, pay this, pay that. Oh, here's another place over there. I had to pay $180, and everybody's trying to get me to bribe me, you know, to pay some other bribes on. And there was one part where I'm walking by this guy who's supposed to be my guide is taking me through these back streets and through these alleys that are like half jungle like that. This is like customs, you know?
Yeah.
But it was. It took me a little over 2 hours to finally get a pass for Lola and $180 and finally get across. And if that isn't the best, I mean, that was a pretty good story in and of that, because I was, when I'm going, this guy is leading me through an area. And I also, by the way, I stopped in several places. And by the end of it, when, you know, we had to go to this place, that place, and another place, by the end, when I was coming back, finally got everything done, I realized I didn't have my backpack, which had my wallet, which also had my passport.
Ooh. Did you find it then?
a guy was pretty nice, and he took me back. We retraced everything and found where I'd left it on a table. Yeah.
You talk about
with a lot of money in it.
Sweating.
Yeah. So here's, I mean, then coming back on across the border in Panama. They confiscated my car for 4 days. So that makes a pretty good story, too, what we had to go through as they were confiscating my car. And the reason they did that is because when I came in, I asked for a three-month visa because I knew I was going to stay there at least 2 months. And I got the visa, filled out everything, filled out the visa for the car, you know, with my minimal Spanish. And then so when I'm coming back, they look at my papers and the customs says, un momento, necesito hablar con mi jefe. Trouble. I only had a month visa for the car.
Oh, you thought you had three, but you only had...
Yeah, right. I didn't know. I didn't have it. So they kept me in at the headquarters for like, I don't know, it was really like 4 or 5 hours until the real jefe was coming down. He had gotten into some trouble, or he was trying to take care of some trouble further up the road. The real jefe came down, and then he came and he says, well, we got to go back to the town. I think it was David, yeah. Got to go back to the town. We got to go into the customs office, and we'll see what we have to do to take care of it there. But at any rate, when I got back there, they kept my car. And, you know, there I am with the dog. They kept my car. I just went through a lot of things to finally get it back. And $500, by the way.
Wow.
Which I'm sure never went into any official coffers. But I finally paid them off. And while I was doing that, I ran into some other people who were going through the same thing. So I've got a lot of stories. We were all going through the same things. This involves calling the officials at the, what do we call it, the embassy, getting the embassy into it. And, okay, it was a nightmare.
Wow.
But the nice part of it was that the couple that I made friends with who were going through the same thing, we went up to Boquete, Panama. Absolutely beautiful. And we stayed in a hotel up there for 4 days. And if I could parachute back into Boquete, I would.
Sure.
Yeah. I finally got across the border.
There was a reason that maybe you got to see that. Then you got to stay there and enjoy it.
You know, what, you don't ask for reasons. You just kind of like to meet the future as it comes and see how you can cope with it.
Roll with the flow.
Yeah,
and then write a book about it.
Well, that is what that book is about.
It's going to be a fascinating read. We hope people stop out and see you tomorrow at Okooch Books and Innovations. Okay. But congratulations on being an outstanding alumnus.
Thank you. As I said, I'm a little bit embarrassed. And the way it goes.
Good to have you back in town. But you and I, as we were getting into the studio today, I think maybe us living around here, we take it for granted. But it is a beautiful area when
this
you come
back
here.
This is a lovely area and a lovely town. I mean, I really couldn't be happier about the place that I grew up in.
You going to wear your letter jacket tonight, then?
It got lost a little along
the way. Oh, did it?
Okay. Somewhere along the way.
Well, good
with my vinyl records.
Yeah, you know, your vinyl records. Man, the first guy in here brought me vinyl records today. So, maybe next time.
Great.
Irvin Peck enjoying his outstanding alumnus from Richland Center High School, class of 62 for his class cheer. And look for him in the parade and also this evening for the reception and halftime of the football game. Richland Center playing River Valley tonight. We'll have the broadcast on the radio as well. Next up, the Daily Dose here on a Friday morning.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Sue was busier than ever. She was dealing with levels of stress she had not heretofore experienced. There were clients to serve, potential new clients to present to, and workers who were bickering. At home, she had breakfast to serve, kids presenting their problems, and siblings that were bickering. So this is the American dream, she said. Stress at home and at work? 18-hour days? Piles of things to do that only get bigger? Wait a minute, she pondered aloud. What am I complaining about? This was my dream. A few years ago, I imagined having my own business, being successful, and using my talents. I'm doing that. I better not complain about getting what I wanted. I wouldn't have even tried this if I didn't think I could do it. Sue caught herself. She was complaining about the noise opportunity made when it knocked at her door. That noise is something many people would like to hear. Success doesn't come without stress or long days. But success is one thing we don't want to find ourselves complaining about. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. Having Jason Aldean as a mentor and collaborator is quite a full circle moment for John Morgan, a longtime fan. With a little help from Jason, John launched with his debut single, Friends Like That. It's now in the top 30 and climbing.
We obviously put the song out a couple years ago and kind of did its thing on streaming platforms and I guess just raised its hand enough to where, you know, we couldn't deny that we needed to do something with it and started talking about radio and all that. And Jason just called me up and was like, dude, it's already got the numbers. Like, let's go with it. Let me in on it, you know, and that'll help kind of give it some lift off.
While Jason has a wealth of knowledge as a superstar and a label head of Night Train Records, where John is signed, it's not all business for the two of them.
We're more than just business associates, and so it was just obviously really a checkmark thing off of my box to have a song with him, you know, and especially the one that I wrote.
With John, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Thermos for
another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. And diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold. But he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
in my pocket. All that's fallen out, though, are mint wrappers and ATM receipts. But anyway, hey, we're going to head out to Oakwood Fruit Farm today. We'll be giving you some updates on what is happening there. Their customer appreciation days are coming up strong this weekend. And we'll also be giving you a chance to win a little bit later on some donuts. And it's also movie trivia day on a Friday from Center Cinema Twins. So we'll be asking a tough movie trivia question next hour as well, right here.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is celebrating its customer appreciation days this weekend, and we're talking with Kyle Lewis, who is here working hard in the shed here. How's it been? How's the season going?
The season has been pretty good. We're about 90% done with our harvest, and they're packing away every day, and we're open every day. It's been pretty busy.
The weather has been pretty good for fall harvesting, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been not too bad. They've only lost 1 or 2 days. It's been a bit hot, which hasn't been great for the apples because they like to ripen but not color, but we're getting there.
You grew up with this, and then I know you've been all over the world, but if anybody asks you about apples and things like that, you've got pretty good knowledge of that, right?
I like to think so, maybe more than the average guy.
So what's new? Are there some new varieties and trees that are ripe this fall?
We do have a couple new varieties. We'll have the new Rosalie will be in the store this weekend, the very first time that we've had it.
Okay. Tell me about the order of events, because Customer Appreciation Days, I know you always have some special things. What's going on this weekend?
Yeah, our Customer Appreciation Weekend, our open house weekend, is usually that first weekend in October. And this year we'll have a bunch of vendors coming up. Janet Marie is coming up to show some of her felted goods. She does garland sets, soap balls, dryer balls, things like that. She'll be here Saturday and Sunday. We have Phil Hashider, who's a local author. He does a lot of local history, especially in and around the Plain area. He'll also be here Saturday and Sunday. Audrey Blau is coming. She's been here most weekends this fall, and she'll be here again Saturday and Sunday showing off her quilted holiday runners and other quilted goods. Eagles Landing is making the long trek up from Marquette, Iowa, sampling some of their award-winning wines. They'll be here 2 hours Sunday afternoon, so you'll have to hit that one just right, but they'll be sampling some of their wines. They have caramel apple that's been selling really well, red wines, pears, things like that. We'll also be doing cheese samplings from Farmer's Choice, meat sampling from the Richland Locker, and our food stand will also be run this weekend by the Chapter 7 Vietnam Vets. They'll be selling brats, burgers, chips, baked goods, and they'll actually be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on top of that, we'll also be doing some of our own giveaways from Oakwood, including some vintage t-shirts, letter openers, magnets, and some dip samples. And on top of that, we're actually running a customer survey, trying to figure out what it is that customers most enjoy about Oakwood, some of their favorite products, favorite apple varieties, and what it might be that they would like us to add next if we were to do something else. And people that are willing to respond to that are entered into a $25 and $50 gift card contests, and we'll be drawing some of those and sending those out to winners as well.
That's awesome. And I would be really curious to see what some people say, because I would guess just about everybody has something different that they're drawn to the orchard by.
Yeah, exactly. We actually started it last weekend just to kind of see how it went. And yeah, we've had kind of a smattering of people are coming for the donuts, people are coming for the apples, caramel apples, cookies. Everybody kind of has a different favorite.
And I think, too, some people just come for the experience, don't they?
Yeah, this is true. Some people like to come out, you know, from Madison or other local areas. They want to go out in the grapeyard and look through the orchard a little bit. Or, yeah, just enjoy the fall colors, which are starting to turn this week, finally.
I think about it when you were just a young guy running around here. You're still young, but a little guy running around here. And how the orchard has changed and diversified. And so many things are available now that weren't probably 10 years ago, right?
Yes, especially since our fire, and we've kind of built up the new store in the last 15 years. We've turned over a lot of items that you know were more popular with a different generation. We brought in new things. And they've done a pretty good job of staying fresh, especially different bakery items. And they do a pretty good job of bringing in new items all the time each year, try and find something new for our customers.
Tell me what makes you the most proud. Your fifth generation here at the orchard, how does that feel?
It feels really, really good. It makes me feel very good when we'll have somebody come in and say they've been coming for multiple generations with their family, or they've been coming 30 or 40 years. They can remember when my grandparents or great-grandparents were running things. And it's pretty special. I'm fifth generation. We have sixth generation running around somewhere. It's pretty unique.
The sixth generation isn't working yet, though, are they?
Well, they like to help. they're only 4 and 2, so they're pretty young, but they enjoy it.
It won't be long, right?
No, it will not.
Well, Kyle, anything else you'd like to add about the weekend?
No, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully the Packers have a little bit better weekend this weekend in the afternoon. But, yeah, we look forward to having everybody up.
Yeah, I'm curious, because last weekend when they're down 28-0, did you see business spike at halftime? People are like, yeah, I'm giving up on that.
We did, actually. You could pretty clearly see when the Packers went down, the traffic went up a little bit, and then as they started to come back late in the game, traffic kind of slowed down again.
That's awesome. Well, we hope people will stop by and say hey to you this weekend, Kyle.
Yeah, we'll be here.
All right. Kyle Lewis joining us in this report from Oakwood. Come out during the Customer Appreciation Days.
Pop tops popping, flip flops flopping, drop tops dropping down. Ray-Bans raying, waves are waving, ladies are laying out, feeling it. iPods rocking, sunblock blocking, igloos stocking up.
Yep.
Cut-offs are cutting, worry about nothing but putting something in my cup. And I can't find nothing wrong with nothing that's going on. It's making me want to sing a song that goes like this. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, just chilling. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like digging that summertime, digging in the sand, getting tan. Tide ripping, skimboard skimming, sip sipping something all night. Hot gets hotter, head to the water, jump into paradise. And I can't find nothing wrong with nothing that's going on. It's making me wanna sing a song that goes like this.
Like this.
Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, just chilling. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like digging that summertime, digging in the sand, getting tan with your hand in my hand. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, I'm feeling it. Sunset setting, getting good's getting good as it can get. Lip gloss, gloss, and no more talking. Baby, giving me a kiss.
Feeling it.
Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Kick back, relax, just chilling. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like digging that summertime, digging in the sand, getting tan.
All the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling.